Simon Zainer Bey's. Samora is going through a series of psukim, trying to understand what we need them for, all coming off, flowing off of this discussion before of what we do the psukim of Kimle Rabbi Mene. And the Mora says, we discussed in regards to the Havim, the more the psukim regard, we're talking about a case of Momin together with the Chiyuv of Misa for Ritzicha. Mora said, no, it's not referring to that. It's referring to that you can't pay your way out of the Chiyuv of Misa. The Mora says, okay, well, that's true. We have the Pasuk, what do you need that for? You need that for after the Egla, if they found the Ritzeach after they did the Egla Rufa. Okay, now the Gemara it picks up. So that pasuk is written now. We're actually moving to the parsha of Egla Rufa, and the Torah stresses that you should mevarer daman lokim. So what does it mean? You mevarer daman lokim mikir becho. You have to eradicate what is it referring to? We use it for the following drasha, which means theoretically we could have used it for the drasha which we had before, that even after you've done Egla Rufa, there's a chiyuv to mevar damalaki to eradicate the innocent blood, which means punish of innocent blood, even after, if you find the ritzeach after you've done the regular rufa, you still kill him. But we use the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh for that. So what's this pasuk over here teaching me? Look at the Tanya. Menai l'mumsei b'sai, halfway down the page. Shumin at Sabra. How do we know that the
pasuk for Maaseh of Arts?
Yeah, you're correct. This is the pasuk in the Parshas Shoftim. The Nile Mumsi Besayev Shumin at Sabra. So how do we know that the halacha is that the Misa Sayev is the we know there's two Mises in the Torah which are the punishment is Sayev, which is a sword. It's Ritzicha and Nirini Dachas. So how do you use that sword? What do you do with a person? You run him through the sword, you cut off his head. What do you do? Simanai the Shumin at Sabra, which means that they cut off his head. Tamalam about taught Tivoyer Hadaman Lakimek Rebecha. So the Pasuk says, Tivoyer Daman Lakimek Rebecha, you punish and you eradicate this Daman Laki. Hukshu call Shefchi Domim Legla Rufa. So we're writing in the Parsha of Egla Rufa the Chiyuv of the Bezin to give Misa. So Malahala min atzaver af shechidomim min atzaver. We know Egla Rufa, the pasuk here, arif by the neck. Okay. In Malahala, how do they do a rifa? They bekupitz memul arif. They do it using an axe, and they do it from the back of the head. Afkan bekupitz memul arif. Maybe this misa over here should be done similarly. The misa where the bezin gives misa sayi, if it should be done that way. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Kroa, v'hafla recha kemecha, v'roar loy misa yafa. That misa, even when they give a person a punishment of misa, it has to be done in a nicer way, I guess.
Are they talking about here? I mean, how they're killing this human being?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, which is nicer?
That's what the Gemara is telling us. That using a tzavra to cut, as opposed to breaking his neck from behind, is considered more compassionate. Okay, so fine. So the Mora says we have that. We understand what that pasuk is for. Now the pasuk, this is the pasuk in Bechukosai. says Kolcher Masher Yehoram Min Hodam Lo Yipodet. Most Yumos. So the pasuk says that a person which you are required to be to be destroy. Lashon of Cherem, to become desolate. You have a person, there's an individual which we have Merkuyev to kill. No, you put that, you can't redeem him. So again, what are we discussing? What are we referring to? It means that you can't pay your way out of Misa. We already know that before, from before. So what's it teaching me? So it doesn't mean that, the more it says. It means the following. In nine la yirtzeli horik, v'amun echad erkay alai. So there's two ways that the person can pledge a chiyuv mamon to the mikdash. One is by saying domim, demei ploni alai. He says my value or the value of so and so, I'm committing to give to the mikdash. Or you can say erich, my erich or the erich of so and so. So domim, we evaluate the person's actual value. If this person with all of his abilities, etc., would be available to be purchased, how would he sell in the slave market? Erech, the Torah gives a set amount. The Torah discusses the Torah has a whole section of erech, and male, female, based on age, etc. So obviously, a person who's yetzeli horeg has no domim in the market. With bezin is passing that he's chayv miso, and we're taking him out to punish him, to kill him. And so he says, I'll pay his value to the mikdash. Well, his value, nobody's going to buy him in the marketplace, right? So there's no issue. But erich is a set amount. Like the more points out that the erich applies, even the person, could be ill, he will not sell in the marketplace at all. It doesn't make a difference. The erich is a set amount. So now I could have argued that if a person would say, I'm going to give the erech of this individual who's about to be killed by Beis Din to the mikdash, that might be something which is still possible to pay his amount. So minayin shalom klum. So how do I know that chiyuv is nothing? There's no chiyuv over there. Shenemar kolcher yocharam min hodam lo yipodet. So the word cherem is also used in the Torah to refer to a donation to the mikdash. Is called giving. There's cherem hektish. So Pesach over here is referring to a person who's committing a cherem from a person who's mukram, which is to be destroyed. Lo yipodeh. There's no need to redeem it. It doesn't have any value. Yachol af kerem shining redino kate. Maybe that should apply before. If the person would make this commitment before the final Pesach of Beis Din, but we're on their way. So it's only sometimes that this will be true, and that's only after the Chiyuv Beis Din. There's nothing more, okay, but the Rabbi Chananya ben Akvaya, the Merneirach, he disagrees and says that no, since Erechin is a set amount, so we're not discussing his value on the market, which he has no value. We're discussing the Torah gave a set amount, so there is a din of Erechin on this individual, and you would actually have to he would have to pay. So the pasuk is obviously not coming for that. So hi kolcherim, my overlay. What does he do with this pasuk? He uses it for the following. So the Tana Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraka, says the Fisha Matzinu the Mumsim Bidei Shemayim Shenostim Mamon Miskaper Lehem. We find There are places where a person who's chayav misa bidei shemayim, and by paying money he redeems himself. Shenamer, where do you see that? Im kaver yushasalov. So a person's animal, a person allows his animal to, he doesn't take care of the animal properly, the animal goes out and kills the person. The owner is mechuyev, the animal's killed, and the owner is mechuyev to pay what's called kaifer. So the more understands that the halacha of tashlumei kaifer is a redemption. So the mechuyev between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is what do you pay? Do you pay the main nizik or you pay the main mazik? If you pay the main nizik, you're paying the value of the person who was killed. Rabbi Shmuel says you pay the main mazik, the value of the owner of the animal, which means that what he understands that the Torah is saying that really there's some level of culpability in Shemayim for this individual, the fact that he was responsible for the death of another human being, and he pays his value as a way to redeem that punishment from Shemayim of Misa upon himself. He pays that value to the family of the individual who was killed, and he's redeeming himself. So that's the redemption money. It's a lashon of kaifer. It's a lashon of redemption. So you see, he's redeeming his key of Misa with Shemayim with Mammon. So Yachal Af B'Dei Adam Kein. And the more it says that even Rabbi Kiva says you paid the main nizik, it's also to be understood as such, but it's much more clear in Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so the more it says, well, if that's true, and Rishmol's argument is because the pasuk says it says Ashar Yisokel v'gam b'olav yumos. You see, there's a key of misa on the owner, and then the next pasuk says him kafir yushas alav. So the pasuk says. So call you Yisukel Ashor, v'gam b'olav yumos im kafir yushas alav. It doesn't mean Bezim will do it. It means in Shemayim they hold them culpable. So Yochel after the Adam came, I would think maybe there's such a concept of a person giving kaifer to redeem his key of Misa. One who's to be eradicated from Adam, lo yipadeh, you cannot redeem him. Maybe we know that there are certain mises where even when a person does, it's so chomer that when a person does a bishurgeg, the Torah does not give any type of a korban for kapora. Rashi says a person does a chabura and his father, he's got a nesher of Israel, he kidnapped somebody. There, the loch has been mazed. There's a chiyah misa. There's no. They're not chayv koris, and there's no korban chatas. So the Torah does not give any formula how to address the case of shogeg. So the Mora sees that as a form of a chumrah. But misas kalish and itul shigos in the kapora. The misas which the Torah does give a kapora for the shogeg, bringing a korban. So the Torah gives a form of kapora. Maybe there's a way to do the kapora concept of Bemezid also. Now, the Mora says, one second, didn't we learn that from the pasuk of Sichu Kaifer at the beginning of the page? That we said that if a person was a ritzayach, you can't take a payment and take off his key of misa in the case of ritzicha. So we already have so we have that drasha before. So why do we need this drasha of Rabbi Shmuel? We had it from the drasha before. So no, we still need this drasha as well. So the pasuk before the Sichu Kaifer is written by Ritzicha. So I still need this other pasuk as well. Why? I could have thought to say, okay, she got to the kapara. Baritich itself, the Torah differentiates between a case where, in certain cases, there's a chiyuv galus. Certain cases, there are not a chiyuv galus. Now, certain cases, there are not a chiyuv galus. If you remember way back when from Masechta Makos, right, a long time ago, we discussed then that there are certain cases where the Torah pathos and galus because it's karv l'oinus. A person can do something b'mezid, a person can do something b'shoigeg, a person can do something b'oinus. Oinus means that the circumstances are totally beyond the person's control. Shoigeg means that the person made a mistake, which means it wasn't beyond his control, he made a mistake. And b'mezid, a person did it intentionally. So there are certain cases of shoigeg which are karv l'oinus, certain cases of shoigeg which are karv, they're closer to a mezid, the negligence, the pshia is stronger. So we say that so certain cases the person does not go to galus. Person kills somebody b'shoigeg. The Torah says he has to leave. He has to go to one of the Ari Miklat, etc. Certain cases there's a shoigeg karv l'oinus. He doesn't have to go. Certain cases there's a shoigeg karv l'mezid, and the pshat is not that he doesn't have to go. Is the Ari Miklat won't help him. He doesn't have the protection of the Ari Miklat. So going to galus is worthless because he doesn't get the kapara through the process of going to the Ari Miklat. Okay, so one of the Morris says that one of the cases is that if a person kills somebody derech aliyah, shalnidul shigash lekapara. If a person killed b'shoigeg, he's going up on the ladder and he falls off and he kills somebody and he lands on somebody else and kills them. The lach is there's no din of going to galus. More understands that the pshat over there is that there isn't a kapara in the process of galus. So maybe in that scenario, the Torah said if a person would do that equivalent of such a thing, b'mezid, there's no way to pay a kapara and redeem himself. The Torah gives a kapara process, a redemption process for the shoigeg. I might have thought that there's a possible of a redemption process for the mezid. Kamash Malon, that is not true either. This is Rami Bar Chama. Somalei Rava. The Rava doesn't like this answer. Ha, this suggestion that you're saying that how do we know that even if it's a case of Derech Aliyah, there's no way to pay to redeem himself? May the Talmud Bechiskiyah Nafka. This we could learn out this idea from the Braisa, which was taught in the Yeshiva of Chizkiya, which we quoted this Braisa before. The Talmud Bechiskiya, it says Maki Adam and Maki Behema. The Torah in Parshas Emor, at the end of Parshas Emor, the Torah has a psukim which mentioned Maki Adam and Maki Behema together in the same pasuk. So that's a hekish. So why is the Torah equating? In what way is the Torah equating Maki Adam and Maki Behema? So we say like this: Ma Maki Behema lo chilak de boy ben shergeg lemezid. Even he did it b'shergeg. We do not differentiate any of these types of cases to say, well, maybe this case should be potter from paying. In all scenarios, he has to pay. So, Afmaki Adam, a case where he was a Ritzayach, we killed somebody. In all scenarios, he does not pay. So we're saying there's no difference in the case of Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida in regards to payments. So you can't argue that once you know that Derech, let's say your argument was the case of Derech Aliyah, there's no way to pay. So then we automatically know that Derech Yerida, there's no way to pay. That's included in the Pasuk saying there's no difference between the scenarios in regards to payments. Ella Omar. So Rav Chama says, so okay, it's fine. So what do you mean the Pasuk? We have the Pasuk of Sichel Kaifer, we have the Pasuk of Lo Yipadeh, both saying that you cannot pay your way out, a person cannot pay his way out of a Chiyav Misa. What do we need both Pasukim for? Ella Omar Rav Chama, Itzrach. That Sochadat Gemina Hanimil Hecha the Sima Es Enoi Behir Guba Al Hecha the Sima Es Enoi Behar Guba Davar Acher Emel Nishkel Mamayda Mine. So what will be if the person did multiple wounds to the individual? So if the person does one wound and that wound theoretically should generate a key of mammon, but it also kills him, so we understand we give him the misa, not the mammon. But a person does multiple wounds and one of them is the death wounds, maybe he should pay for the other wounds. So if he would blind him, which the Torah gives a payment for that, and besides that he killed him another way, he should be able to pay both if they happened at the same time.
I mean, that's,
you have to pay the value of the damage he did to the family, plus you should have to get misa for what he did. So the pastor says no, that's what we need the tupsukim. There's no payment when he gets a chiyav misa. So Amalei Rabba Hal Nami Meida Tanu Rechiz Ganafa. That there's a different source for that, from a different price of Tanu Rechiz Ganafa. The Tanu Rechiz Ganafa Ayin Tachas Ayin. The only time he pays the payment for the eye is when it's just an ayin tachazayin. But we don't pay, he doesn't pay ayin v'nefesh tachazayin. Okay. Elom Ravashi. Itzrach. So I do need both psukim. Why? So let them know. How about kiddush shoes? A kiddush Torah be kenas. I will give the mikdal mashalim. With all the cases of a chiyav kenas, they're kiddushim. There's not a chiyav mammon, and the Torah is being mechayev it. So I would think that even though he gets a chiyav misa, he still has to pay the kenas. So the pasuk is teaching me over here that I know already kimle b'ramimine when it's a chiyav mammon, he's paying for the value of the damage. But in case the Torah gave a kanas, which is not paying the value, I would think he can get misa and kanas. Kamash on the pasuk, extra pasuk, he doesn't get misa and kanas. And Mor says, okay, that's the pshat that it's not going to work because Rabbah says that Rabbah says in Remeir. That argument is true. That, and Remeir holds that by Misa, even though he's Chai Misa, he does pay Kanas. So the Pasuk cannot coming to me tell me that he doesn't. So Hai Kocher Mayavalevi. Several of Katanakama, the Rabbi Chananya Ben Akvaya. So, we put before that the purpose of the pasuk is to tell me that there's no erich for a person who's going to be killed. Chananya Ben Akvaya says there is. So this whole discussion right now is according to Chananya Ben Akvaya that if there is, what do you do with the pasuk kol cheirim? But according to Tanakama, the pasuk kol cheirim lo yipadeh tells me that there's no din erich on this individual because he's chayiv misa. So that's how Rabbah would learn that Remeir holds what to do with the pasuk lo yipadeh. Okay, let's hold Rashi's.